Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. So glad to have you on this Wednesday. Got a couple topics out there for you. Number one, diagnosing what's wrong with the Las Vegas Raiders at 0-3. Yikes. Not a lot to hang on to there. And what would the future hold if they continue to struggle? Do they think about a new quarterback? Okay, we got that. We also have which quarterback is missing their old friends and weapons the most. Patrick Mahomes missing Tyreek Hill. Is it Aaron Rodgers missing Devontae Adams? Is it Tom Brady missing everybody? Is it Kyler Murray missing DeAndre Hopkins? Okay, you're welcome to weigh in on all of that. We turn our attention now to college football, though, and we're so pleased to be joined by Tom Herman. Of course, you know him as the former University of Texas head football coach, University of Houston head football coach. He won a natty as an assistant with Ohio State. He's now a CBS Sports college football analyst. Coach Herman, thanks so much for the time today. How are you?
I'm doing great, Maggie. How are you?
We're doing fantastic, and thanks so much for making time for us. Let's start off here with an easy one for you. Maybe not. Who's the best quarterback in college football right now?
Oh, my gosh.
And welcome to the show.
that is a difficult one for sure. I mean, you've got to tip your hat to the reigning Heisman Trophy winner and Bryce Young, but you've got C.J. Stroud. You've got some guys coming out this year that are proving themselves worthy too. You know, the Jalen Daniels kid at Kansas, the Jaden Daniels kid at LSU. But you know, the ones at Alabama and Ohio State, CJ Stroud at Alabama, and Bryce Young at Alabama, and CJ Stroud at Ohio State. They're probably in a tier unto themselves.
Oh, Coach, so I know we're talking college football, but when you're thinking about NFL for specifically Bryce Young, we know he's a great college football player, but I've been around him a couple times. He's quite small compared to some NFL quarterbacks. Is there a big difference in your mind between what makes a great college quarterback and what necessarily makes a draftable guy?
I don't know that it's a big difference. I think there is one. I do know, you know, having spent a year with the Bears last year, that they do look for, you know, certain height, weight measurables are very, very important in that league. And so you can, in college football, I think you can get away with a different kind of skill set, if you will. And, you know, shorter guys can survive, slighter guys can survive. But I think, you know, when Baker got drafted number one overall, and then Kyler, who I believe is even slighter than Baker, got drafted number one overall, I think the NFL is kind of finding out that, you know, this is what the, you know, modern day great college football quarterback might look like. And, you know, at the end of the day, do you want a great player? Or do you want a guy that's 6'4"? I mean, that's up for you to decide.
We can't tell sometimes, Coach Herman. We can't tell. Are teams trying to look for that next great quarterback, like the Kyler Murray, Baker, I don't know, Russell Wilson, do we put him there? Or is everyone trying to look for the next Josh Allen? You know, the dude who's built like a linebacker who also has the great arm. But I guess that's a little bit harkens more to the quarterbacks of old, but not with his ability to use his legs. Seems very modern.
Yeah, I think if you're asking between the two, certainly Josh Allen, because he can run, but also is big in stature and has a cannon for an arm. But God only makes one of those a few decades you know, apart. So those are few and far between.
Coach, let's talk about a big quarterback, DJ Uiagalelei. It seems like it's been a very interesting ride for him because all the expectations last year and Clemson's offense struggled. Now the offense looks pretty good so far this year. The defense has been a little disappointing, but they have a big primetime matchup against NC State. How do you explain DJU sort of picking it back up this season?
Well, he's got a great head coach in Dabo Swinney. Dabo, I've got a ton of respect for him. He's going to do as good a psychological job with his players in terms of knowing when they need a pat on the back and knowing when they need a kick in the butt, you know. And I'm sure he's had many one-on-one conversations with DJ and, you know, has built his confidence up. He's let him know as the head coach, the leader of the organization, that he believes in him. And when you have that kind of support from the guy in charge, I think it's really, really important. And, you know, as for the defense, you know, Brent Venables leaving, that's a factor. And, it takes a little adjustment to get used to a different play caller, maybe a different voice over the headset, a different voice at practice. So I think that, you know, they've recruited well enough over the years that they'll gel just fine defensively. But, man, NC State and what they're doing there, Tim Beck, the offensive coordinator there, I've worked with him a couple different times. They've done a marvelous job there. So I'm really looking forward to watching that game.
Yeah, College Game Day is there this week, right? I believe they are, yeah, Clemson. So that's going to be a fun scene.
I don't know. I work for CBS Sports.
Of course.
I don't work for that network.
We all do, Coach. We all do. Yes, of course. The greatest network on the face of the earth. We're lucky to work for them. Appreciate, again, Tom Herman joining us here, former University of Texas Fed football coach, University of Houston as well. Speaking of Texas for a second, Coach, now we've talked to many people about Arch Manning. You know, we're kind of obsessed with them like we're obsessed with, you know, Bronny James. You know, we can't help ourselves, even though these kids are still in high school and they are just kids. But we talked to some people who said Arch Manning, if his last name was Smith, would be like a 3-star recruit. You, I'm assuming you've watched some Arch Manning. What do you think about his ability?
Whoa, yeah, no, 3-star recruit. No, I don't know who said that, but they're watching different film than what I've watched on the young man. No, we recruited him at a very young age. I've got a relationship with the family there. And, I think he is as good of a high school quarterback. He's got a good high school quarterback release and motion as I've seen since recruiting Andrew Luck. And again, that's high school. I'm not, you know, saying that Arch is going to go on to be Andrew Luck by any stretch of the imagination. But just from a pure arm talent standpoint, he's pretty special, and he can move around a little bit, a lot more than his uncle or his two uncles could. I'll tell you that.
Well, the bar's not that high there, Coach. Yeah. Let's be honest.
His grandfather could move around.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, can you just because there's always so much sort of I don't know a better term, like palace intrigue, I guess, with the Mannings because they're like the first family of football. Can you give us some details about what it's like to recruit Arch, like? What did you say to them? What did they want to hear from you? Like, can you give us anything? Because it's such a unique situation.
Well, I didn't dive a whole lot in. My relationship with the Mannings started before that with Archie and as well as Cooper. You know, he's in the hotel business, was here in Austin. So I didn't, you know, spend a whole lot of time, you know, recruiting Arch. Per se, but I have obviously watched him on film and we recruited him for a while. But that family is, I mean, there's something to be said about having that pedigree and growing up around that kind of football, not just football. Like a lot of kids grow up around football, their right. coaches' kids or their even pros' kids. But I mean, to be, you know, Peyton and Eli Manning's nephew and Archie Manning's grandson, I mean, that's the highest level of football that you're going to be around your entire life, and that matters. It really does.
We're talking to CBS Sports college football analyst Tom Herman. Coach, how do you think it plays out with Quinn Ewers, who's dressing this weekend? I'm going to assume he's going to play this year. First of all, how do you think he's going to do, and how's this play out in the future when Arch arrives in Austin?
Well, yeah, I hate that Quinn went down, for him. But, Hudson Cards played well enough to win. They scored 34 points against Texas Tech. And, I'd be remiss. I don't want to let this segment go without mentioning the job that Joey McGuire has done, in Lubbock with that Texas Tech program. And I've known Joey for over 15 years, and he's a perfect fit for them and has that place rocking, I can tell you that. But I think, they've got a great quarterback room there right now, unbelievable quarterback room. And, to be able to throw in a hobbled Hudson Card and score 34 points on the road and do what he did against Alabama is pretty impressive. But when Quinn comes back and then when Art shows up, I hate to be a fence rider here, but we're talking about a kid that's played a half and some chains against Louisiana Monroe and a quarter versus Alabama in Quinn Ewers, and a kid that's never taken a snap of college football. And so, I think we'll know a whole lot more about Quinn's trajectory if he can get and stay healthy throughout the season. But I think it's way too early to kind of make any kind of predictions or prognostications on what might happen when Arch does enroll.
Coach, when you're trying to recruit someone who's like the number one recruit in the country, like Quinn Ewers was at quarterback, I mean, how are these kids handling, I call young men, how are these young men handling sort of this modern kind of wherever they're getting scouted, they're getting rated at such a young age, and then they come to you, and they're finally getting recruited to college and they're number one. Like, how are young men these days handling that kind of pressure?
Well, I think it depends on the support system. It really does. What we've recruited, number one player, top five players that haven't had great support systems and they haven't handled it very well. And we've recruited others that have had great support systems that have handled it phenomenally. And much like Arch, very, very low profile and under the radar. And so, I think, again, it just – and that's the key in recruiting is you've got to dive so far in to know, the support system. And I say that because, unfortunately, a lot of kids come from, one-parent homes, some of them no-parent homes. And so you've got to find out who that support system is and how that young man was raised. But I think how they handle modern-day recruiting really depends on how they were brought up and that support system that they have.
Just a quick follow-up on that, Coach. Now with the transfer portal, can you do that kind of due diligence where there's this sort of free agency that's happening all the time?
Oh, man, it's hard. The transfer portal was not nearly as in vogue. I think it was in his first or second year, my last year at Texas, and that was COVID as well. So, I have heard of teams even having, much like the NFL has college scouts and pro scouts, that programs now are having, high school recruiting departments as well as transfer recruiting departments. So it is, it's a different world than what I signed up for. I can tell you that it's changed a lot in just the last 5 years with early signing period and, allowing kids then to have official visits in April, May, and June to then the transfer portal shows up to now name, image, and likeness and all of that just exploding as well as realignment, all of that literally within the last 5-6 years. And so I think, when it comes to recruiting out of the transfer portal, you still have to do your due diligence. You've got to find people that maybe you have a connection with on that current college staff, or then you've got to go back to high school and the support system that he has back home.
All right, Coach, last one from me. The powers that be have tabled the expansion of the playoffs to 12 teams till at least October 20th. Are you pro or against college football playoff expansion?
I'm pro anything that gets us a more of an opportunity for really, 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 really good teams to have a shot to win the national championship. We went 13-1 at the University of Houston and, finished eighth in the AP poll. But, unless you're if you're a group of five team and our only loss that year, our starting quarterback was out, you know? And so, and we beat a Florida State team and, you know, by 14 points in a New Year's Six Bowl. And, you know, I feel for those group of five teams that know that they have a shot, a real shot, if they can just get in. But maybe they stub their toe one time throughout the season and they have no shot. And so I think it'll give us a better understanding of who's for real and who's not by expanding the playoffs.
Oh, Coach, you don't have to tell my co-host, Andrew Perloff, massive Philadelphia Eagles fans. We're Greg Ward stands over here. You don't have to explain that season. We were watching him.
He's as good a leader and young man as I've coached, I can tell you that.
Last one for me, Coach. I mean, this is, you know, your first year basically outside of coaching since, I don't know, how long? I mean, what's it been like for you to take a step back from that, and are you anxious to get back in?
It's been very cathartic. You know, the first year I you know, was afforded some freedom. And so I'd never coached in the NFL. I was worn out from being a head coach and, you know, tired. I wanted to go learn something new, learn how the NFL worked. I didn't want to coach a position. I just wanted to kind of be a fly on the wall and help where I could. And that was a great experience. And I got home in January and was kind of a stay-at-home dad for a little bit. My wife and kids stayed in Austin while I was in Chicago because my daughter was a senior in high school. She's, by the way, a freshman at Texas right now. She got into Texas and we moved her in, and we're really excited for her. But it really gave me a lot of time. You know, you're in this rat race of college football coaching that consumes your life. Your entire life, and you get to take a deep breath. And for those 6 months to be able to take my kids to school and, you know, go to every baseball practice and school play and all of that, that was really, really a joy for me. But I'm sitting here right now as we speak watching UNLV's offense on Coach's copy.
Of course.
Missing the heck out of coaching, I can tell you that. So, yeah, I'm itching to get back to work.
I can understand that. I mean, you got a little taste for the NFL. You know, I wonder if that could be in your future. But you were with the Bears last year. You know, Perloff and I didn't understand in the offseason, you know, why the Bears weren't putting more weapons around Justin Fields. And it looks like that could be hamstringing them this year. You know, what do you see in Fields? What's going to take him to the next step, to the next level?
Well, he's got a great receiver in Darnell Mooney, a great worker, young guy. I think it's his third year now in the league, that's from Tulane. But Justin Fields, I mean, the ceiling is unbelievable. And you're right, he does need players around him, as all quarterbacks do. But I think the sky is the limit for him. He loves football. He's a grinder. He works hard. He's a great leader. The players rally around him in the locker room. And I do think if, as they retool that roster, you're going to see him continue to grow.
Coach, you've been generous with your time today. Thanks so much for doing it. Tom Herman, CBS Sports college football analyst. Hope to talk to you again soon, Coach. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah. Why grinding UNLV tape?
Yeah. I mean,
that didn't take long.
Listen, you're going to see his name on a lot of lists. You already see Nebraska. But that's the funny thing about college football. You know, there are high expectations. There are going to be like six or seven vacancies around the country. And I know what happened in Texas, but the guy obviously can coach.
Oh, my God. He never had a losing season in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, won four bowl games at Texas. Yeah. And obviously did an excellent job at the University of Houston as well. I mean, clearly, he's a great coach. Great to get his insight. That's for sure. Appreciate it.
Yeah, by the way, my Houston Dark Horse national title pick, not so much this year. The Cougs.
Because I forgot you did that.
I'm always, no. I'm always a Houston Cougars fan because of Case.
Yeah.
Case Keenum went there, all-time leading passer in college football history. No big deal.
Yeah, because he was there for a decade.
And De'Ara King, who's also friendly. Yeah, University of Houston is a secret gem of a football program. Tom Herman gets a lot of credit for that. But
now Dana Holgorsen. I mean,
yeah, but they lost two ridiculously tough games.
It's like the Twilight Zone there. Once you go, you never leave. It's like Case was there for so long.
But you can't blame Houston for losing. They lost to the Kansas Jayhawks, the juggernaut of college football this year.
No, trust me, I know. Well, they lost. They lost a ridiculous game. They've lost. Anyway, don't get me started because I'm a Cougar fan, as you know. It makes no sense. I'm from suburban Philadelphia.
Something about that Houston program really speaks to you.
Yeah. Well, I was a huge. You know, I'm a huge Hakeem Olajuwon fan. That's part of it. Yeah. Clyde Drexler. I can't name any football players.
Shocker. Perloff has a random college football team that he roots for that's not anywhere near.
Oh,
where
I got
go
a bunch
to
of them. I got.
I know. We know this. Yeah. UNC and Alabama. And yeah.
Huge Utah fan.
No, he's a UNC.
USC loves.
Weren't you somehow a UNC and you were a Kansas fan at the same time?
No. Oh, Kansas. I think I made that up, but I was definitely a Villanova UNC fan.
Did you try? You tried to claim. No, it was UNC. You didn't try to claim Duke at some point, did you?
No, but everybody's no. I don't think I claim Duke.
Okay,
I did say
sure,
the Sixers should.
Honest.
I did say the Sixers should have taken Jason Tatum, but that's besides.
Well, everyone knows that. 855-212-4CBS 855-212-4227. If you miss any part of the show, you can always download the Maggie and Perloff podcast. You can follow us on our social channels at Maggie and Perl on Twitter, Maggie and Perloff on Instagram. We have a YouTube channel. Just search out Maggie and Perloff. We're also on TikTok as well. Coming up, our top five college quarterbacks of the moment. Listen, the audience, you ask, we deliver. Top five college quarterbacks of the moment. We'll do that next. Don't move. More Maggie and Perloff straight ahead.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back on Maggie and Perloff. Big thanks to Tom Herman, former Texas coach, to join us and spend some time. Man, Texas football, it's amazing. They are always relevant. It feels like they're just got this juice to it, and I hope Quinn Ewers, I don't want to say anything against Hudson Card, but I hope Quinn Ewers plays this week because that'll be a great story. And he was so good. Coach said he only played a game and a quarter, but he was so good against Alabama. You could just see the potential. And I would love, as a fan of awkward, a Quinn Ewers Arch Manning standoff, Quinn Ewers playing his best, and Arch Manning sitting there, that would be a great storyline.
Yeah, but we know how the ending's going to go.
Now, I mean, if Arch is a freshman and Quinn Ewers is a Heisman candidate, then he's fine.
And yeah, then but if Quinn Arch Ewers doesn't redshirt his freshman year.
No, I'm saying that would be the best possible case scenario.
You think Quinn they'd Ewers really have a legit like competition?
No, I mean, I think it'd be Ewers' job.
I don't know.
I mean, of course. Ewers is 21 years old, and Arch is going to come in at 18. I'm sure he'd be willing to sit behind him. Don't you think?
I don't know. I mean, he's Arch Manning. I have no idea what he wants, but I would, and I don't know what his family wants, but I imagine they probably thought wherever he's going, he's probably starting.
That's a
big shadow, no? Arch Manning, it's like you know how people in the NFL love the backup quarterback? It's like that on steroids.
But it's such an exception to start as a true freshman at a major program. I really can't think off the top of my head how many times it's happened in the last 5 years, especially at that level. I mean, look at all the top recruits. You were sat, DJU sat,
yeah.
Bryce Young sat a whole year.
Arch Manning a little different.
I mean, but he's still a number one overall recruit. The number one recruit is the number one. It's not that different. DJU is a big deal.
Yeah.
He was well sought after, and he was happy to sit behind Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, I mean, Quinn Ewers,
Trevor Lawrence had already won a national championship.
Yeah, but I'm saying, what if Quinn Ewers is like Quinn Ewers.
Well, we'll see.
He looked, I'll tell you, when I saw him, I saw him that
quarter. I mean, who can argue with that kind of logic?
What if he could easily be, it's not crazy to say he's a top five pick.
Well, we'll see. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. So we've done this for the NFL, but because of all the great feedback that we got on this, we decided to move it over to college as well. It's our top five quarterbacks of the moment. Thank you, Stu. And this is not all time. This is not legacy. This is of the moment top five quarterbacks. Now, Perloff, you mentioned this before. Little different when you're doing it with 32 quarterbacks as opposed to 320. Yeah. So we're doing the best we can. Why don't you start us off with our top five of the moment?
When I was looking at the moment, I kind of focused on last week a lot.
So did I.
But I'm going to start with Adrian Martinez, Kansas State.
Yeah.
Great story because he really struggled forever at Nebraska, but he just dominated the Oklahoma game. They beat number six Oklahoma, 148 yards off the ground, four TDs. It was a one-man show, and I love Kansas State. Deuce Vaughn, the running back, is my guy. This is a really feel-good story in college football. He's my number five. Who do you got?
Okay, number five for me is Jalen Daniels, obviously from Kansas. This is the great story, one of the great stories in college football. Daniels was excellent last week to keep Kansas undefeated against Duke. Who knew Kansas-Duke? In football, sellout crowd. He was awesome. 324 yards. He had four touchdowns, no interceptions. He also rushed for almost 100 yards. So Jalen Daniels, number five on my list. Who's four?
Okay. So he might show up later on my list.
Okay.
Which is awkward. But I'm going with BYU quarterback Jaren Hall, who is now the hot NFL draft rising prospect. Todd McShay was saying that he might even break into the top three group. His numbers are insane at BYU, and you know I'm a sucker for a possible NFL quarterback. A couple stats. He has thrown for 1,100 yards and completed 72% of his passes, 9 TDs, 1 interception.
Wow.
You know, that's college football. You get these huge numbers. But apparently the reviews on him are unbelievable as a leader and all that. So could be a first-round pick, and I want to always be first on a first-round pick. Yeah. So I'm going Jaren Hall, BYU.
I know, which is funny. I don't remember you with any of the Zach Wilson hype. Were you a big Zach Wilson person? No?
No. I mean, Zach Wilson came on too fast. He was too... I couldn't get ahead of Zach Wilson.
Jaren Hall got to catch up to the bandwagon.
Jaren Hall got some preseason buzz, but now he's just rising up the charts fast. So now I don't think he's going to end up top three like Zach Wilson, but he's pretty good. All right.
Number four for me, Hendon Hooker, Tennessee. This is the big story. Massive. 461 yards, 3 touchdowns against Florida. This is like where the Heisman campaign starts to get a little bit of steam. He was also the highest graded quarterback by Pro Football Focus, if you're into that kind of thing from last week. He's top five in total offense and QBR. Tennessee's Hendon Hooker is number four.
Okay.
Who do you have for number three?
Well, here's where we get a little flawed because I have Jalen Daniels, Kansas, you already talked about.
Yep.
So how do we do this when we have the top five quarterbacks of the moment and you do one at five and I do one at three?
Well, then maybe I'll just give you my third.
Yeah.
Unless you have something you'd like to expound upon with Jalen Daniels.
Listen, it's such a low bar for Kansas quarterbacks. And the fact that he's all of a sudden on the Heisman watch list is just so awesome that you can't help but put him on this list. All right, who's your number three?
Okay, my number three, not talking about him nearly enough, Caleb Williams. How about the go-ahead touchdown to Jordan Addison against Oregon State? That was chef's kiss. And so far this season, 9 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. He's the big transfer, obviously, for Lincoln Riley, and so far delivering. Who's number three on your list?
No, I'm not the number two. I'm going to go DJU at number two. Now, this is also a combine that he's playing well, just came off a big win, but now the focus is sort of on next week against NC State. So he's more of the moment because he's coming off a win over ranked Wake Forest, then he's got an upcoming game against a top 10 team. So he's of the moment. And just as the narrative and the storyline is a big deal, because last year was so bad for him, and this year has been really good, 10 touchdowns, 1 pick. He's my number two. Who do you got?
Wow, that means you left off one of the two biggest quarterbacks in college football, I believe, because number two for me is Bryce Young.
Okay, well, how so?
Because you'd... Well, we'll
no,
get
I know
to
he's
it.
Number two, but it, I thought Alabama was still in their soft schedule preseason. So
yeah,
how
but that
be-
doesn't mean a 385-yard, 4-touchdown game. I'm going to give the credit where the credit's due. So Bryce Young, number two on my list. Now we get to the drum roll, please. Mm-hmm. Number one of your college football quarterbacks of the moment is...
Well, you already did it, but I'll do Hendon Hooker, Tennessee. This is the highest Tennessee has been ranked since 2006. He is very easy to root for, and that was just a brilliant performance last week against Florida. He's perfect. I mean, he's just always one of those guys who always makes the right play. Forget the big numbers. It just seems like he's such a poised quarterback. I really like him, and I like seeing him on the Heisman list. That's a lot of fun.
Wow. Okay, my number one, drum roll. I mean, call me vanilla, C.J. Stroud seems like the best quarterback in college football coming off a 5-touchdown, yes, 1-interception where they absolutely plaster Wisconsin.
Oh, you yeah, but that's
C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young on your list.
I thought it was quarterbacks of the moment. Like guys,
they were excellent last week.
Yeah, but Wisconsin's terrible this year. I mean, Hendon Hooker was doing it with everybody watching him. Yeah, I don't know. I think we have different definitions. Yeah, of course, if I'm doing my top five quarterbacks list, C.J. Stroud is in here. But they got to play someone better, and same with Bryce Young.
Interesting. All right, so there you go. We'll tweet them out as well, at Maggie and Pearl, our top five college quarterbacks of the moment. Quickly, let's go to Keith in Arizona. Keith, how are you?
You know, you guys, actually, I'm going to combine your list with my take. My take is on Arch Manning. And Ewers, I am so impressed with Ewers, the way he shredded Alabama's defense. If he would have stayed in that game, Alabama would have lost. That's my belief. Mm-hmm. I do believe that.
Yep.
So your list, I think you left off a quarterback. If you didn't, I missed it. There's a kid out of Coastal Carolina called Grayson McCall.
Yep.
He is tearing it up. So if you take him off that list saying because it's the competition that he played, well, you're doing the same thing with Arch Manning because – he's still in high school. He hasn't played college ball yet. Yours, to me, has impressed and solidified himself as a college quarterback.
Well, Keith, I got a hot take here. Grayson McCall might have missed his window. He should have come out last year. He was eligible to get into the draft, and he was sort of a big deal. Now, Coastal Carolina, I don't know, doesn't that feel like a story from 2 years ago? It was great. It was a lot of fun. But I was looking at the top quarterbacks, and his stats are still good. But he was such a buzz guy before, and now I'm just not hearing it or seeing it.
All right, you're welcome to tell us what we got right, what we got wrong about our top five college football quarterbacks of the moment. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Coming up, we'll also talk about the real contenders in the AFC and the NFC. Coming up later in the last hour of the show, Will Levis, quarterback for the Kentucky Wildcats, will join us. You're not going to want to miss that. Time for a CBS Sports Update. Here's Rich Ackerman.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Maggie and Pearl off. If you want to check out our top five college football quarterbacks of the moment, you're welcome to do that. We tweeted them out at Maggie and Pearl. You can shake your fist at us or you can agree.
I love the way you emphasize of the moment.
Well, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page here.
We're not.
Of the moment. We're not on the same page.
we're nowhere near the same page. No one's on the same page on this topic. I love it, which makes it really interesting. Because of the moment.
It's okay, so beauty in the eye of the beholder type of thing.
So
you have to have a reason for all of them. And
honestly,
we gave reasons.
I looked at some of the top guys for mine, C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young.
Yeah.
But I said to myself, well, you know what? We're going to do this every week. I'm going to wait till they have a big week against a big team. And then I'm going to pop them in. And I was going to try and rotate my guys through there.
Oh.
I feel that you use your good guys too soon here.
Listen, it's college football. Anything can happen. So
yeah,
I want to make sure that, you know, I pay my respects to the guys that are really awesome who are coming off of really good weeks also.
Right.
And then, you know, and then we'll do this next week and we'll see how it goes. We want to know what you have to say. 855-212-4CBS. How about Bill, who's in Portland? Hey, Bill, how are you?
Doing great. You guys are doing a really good job, man. This is a great show. I appreciate you guys breaking it down for us there.
I appreciate it.
I agree for the most part with your list there. And being a Tennessee guy, Hendon Hooker is just tearing it up, man. I mean, and Perloff had it right. He's done it against a stellar defense. Florida, A.J. Richardson finally turned it on, had a good game, had a game like he did against Utah finally, played well. And if Tennessee hadn't brought their offensive A game, we would have been 17 out of 18 that we would have lost to the Gators. So you also left Stetson Bennett off of there, which, you know, he great competition, but the kid's tearing it up. But, Hendon is really great. If in 2 weeks after we play LSU and Alabama, he's still in the conversation, then I'll be a happy ball fan. But everybody, get ready to hear Rocky Top a lot.
Oh no, I don't know about that. I'm rooting for Hendon Hooker, but that's already could get a little tough.
I don't mind Rocky Top. Yeah. That's fine to me.
So interesting. It's been so long since Tennessee's been in the conversation, but they're still they're always one of the most talked about programs. There's something special going back to Peyton, like Tennessee football, and when they won the title. It's just good to have them be this good.
What do you think, Rocky Top or Country Roads, if you're going
Country Roads is one of my favorite top five all time songs. I love that song.
I've got a funny story about this. I'm going to save it for later. David is in Kentucky, has a bone to pick with our list. Wait, should we reset? Can you just name your top five really fast and I'll do mine just in case someone's just tuning in? Just go ahead.
Okay, I have Adrian Martinez, Kansas State, Jaren Hall, BYU, Jalen Daniels, Kansas, DJU, Clemson, and Hendon Hooker from Tennessee, number one.
I went Jalen Daniels for number five, Hendon Hooker, number four, Caleb Williams of USC, number three, Bryce Young, two, CJ Stroud, one. David, you've got an issue with our list, buddy. What is it?
6'5", a solid 255 to start things off.
Yeah.
Nice.
Man, how can y'all not mention my boy Will Levis? I mean, y'all got him coming up here in a little bit, and I know y'all are saying, you know, best quarterback right now. I mean, does that mean this week only? I mean, can't you account?
David, no one knows.
We don't know, David. We're just going to do this every week, and I'm sure Will Levis is going to make it on the list. I'm positive.
You know he eats fruit with the peels on, right?
We asked him about it.
Understand what you're dealing with when you bring him on. So you might want to reconsider the list before you bring him in.
Yeah, but then we had to dock him because he puts mayonnaise in the coffee. So it kind of evened out because he's a total weirdo when it comes to food.
Yeah, but he's a great quarterback.
Yes, he's great quarterback.
Yeah, he really is. And Tennessee sucks, by the way.
Got to get that in. David, hope you'll enjoy. Will Levis is coming up about 5:20 Eastern time. So hope you'll stick around and listen to our interview.
We got to get this next caller because this tortured me whether I should put him on the list as well.
I know, because you're tortured by lists in general. Bruce is in San Diego. Yes. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, how you guys doing? Love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Been a big talk radio show since Philly Billy Warren Dell.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there's that one. Hey, how could you guys forget Michael Penix?
I didn't forget him. He was number six on my list.
Oh, was he? Okay. So, I mean, that guy's tearing it up at UW. Ranked 15th. I mean, it's a nice, nice player up there that they got in the transfer portal. I hate the portal, but other times it's helping teams out, and you know it's a good one. But I think Michael Penix should be on that list. He should be on the Heisman watch.
You know, anyway. I love any left-handed quarterback. I love a left-handed NBA player. A left-handed quarterback are my two favorite things.
And why are you lefty?
No, I just think there's something really fun about watching. You know, Zion Williamson is probably my most entertaining NBA player right now.
Yeah.
I love Bryce Harper. I think a left-handed home run looks better than a right-handed home run. Mm-hmm. Is that crazy? I think a lot of people believe that. A left-handed sort of
Ken. I mean,
the prettiest
like crazy
swing in baseball history is Ken Griffey. So I mean,
Ken Griffey has the best swing because he's a lefty.
David Justice, same thing. Lefties always have better swing.
Yeah, okay, but I can give you Manny Ramirez, and I can give you Pujols, and I can give you righties that are awesome.
Yeah, but it doesn't look as poetic as when Ken Griffey hits a home run.
I mean, I can't argue with you there. Yeah, I grew up with Griffey, too.
Yeah. There's something about a left-handed swing. Penix, when he throws darts everywhere. It's so cool to watch a lefty do that. I love Tua in college, too. I don't know. But then did you see the highlights where they took Tua against the Ravens in week two, and they did the whole thing and turned it to make him a right-handed quarterback?
I did see that.
Yeah, it wasn't nearly as special, right? It's not as good.
It just ended up looking, I'm like, not average, but just like, oh, I'm used to this, as opposed to like the special uniqueness. Well, speaking of left-handed quarterbacks, do we have Boomer, the sound from Boomer Esiason? So Boomer obviously works right down the hall here. We're in the same offices and same studios as WFAM. And Boomer, notorious lefty quarterback, had some advice for my Buffalo Bills when he was on the air with Kay Adams this morning.
If Saquon Barkley continues to do what he's doing, if he's not traded by the trade deadline, and that's a serious thing that I would think that the Buffalo Bills would love to look at and make it the Giants possibly. Why would the Giants keep him? Especially if you can get a reasonably good draft pick. You know, if the Bills would love to have a top-end running back and give the Giants a second or a third-round draft pick, you'd have to consider it if you're the Giants.
Man, I don't know how to feel about this, Boomer. I mean, listen, I would love it as a Bills fan if Saquon Barkley wants to come on and join this freight train that's already left the station. That's great. But two things. I do not want to give up a second or third round pick for a guy who's a rental, because number two, I don't want to pay Saquon Barkley after this season. You just drafted a running back in the second round in James Cook. So maybe a fifth round pick or something later I would give up for Barkley, but I'm not giving up a premium pick for a rental guy, even though the Bills are in a win now mode.
Yeah, I mean, it seems crazy to me that the Giants would take anything but a first or second rounder for Saquon Barkley.
You're not getting a first rounder. He's in a contract year.
Right. I don't think the Giants are trading Saquon Barkley. I don't think his name comes up at the trade deadline. I understand what Boomer's saying, but it's not. This situation is not like the NBA trade deadline. He's not like a shooting guard. I don't know. It feels like the face of the franchise right now to trade him for a fifth round pick.
Well,
that'd be weird.
But you have to, are you going to extend him? Because if you're not going to, or are you going to give him another contract? Because if you're not, it is probably smart to sell high on Saquon.
Yeah, I understand the logic. It doesn't feel like the NFL. I mean, Boomer obviously knows a lot. I feel like there's a 0% chance of this, because the Giants are really going to get a late round pick for their star player this year. When they remember, they have the easiest schedule in the league. They're going to trip into some wins.
Yeah, but if they're trying to, you know, maybe tank for a quarterback to replace Daniel Jones, if you're going to try to get Will Levis, who's going to join our show coming up in the next hour, then you're going to have to be pretty bad, you know. And Saquon right now is, you know, his ability to break a touchdown at any moment is always there. So that's true. I had not thought about that Saquon would be joining the Bills. This is the one thing that I don't know. Like, the guys who are running the Giants now, the general manager and the head coach, just came from Buffalo. Like, does Boomer know something where these guys in New York, like, had talked about maybe the Bills had Saquon had come up before? And I feel like I'm beautiful mining this thing out here, and I don't know if I like where this ends.
My other thing is, like, I don't think the Bills' running game is, like, I don't think it's the running backs are the issue as much as it is they just don't run the ball, and that's just not part of their offense. Bringing Saquon's not going to solve the issue.
Yeah, I mean, no, the running game's an issue. But I like Singletary and Moss and James Cook. They got three guys there.
Well,
now.
That's what I'm saying. The running game is an issue, but I don't think it's because of the three guys. I think it's just because of how they use them, the blocking up front. I don't think Saquon solves that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, everyone could use more offensive linemen except for Perloff's team.
Don't they have Josh Allen's top five paid quarterbacks? Isn't Diggs, didn't he just get paid?
Yeah, he just got paid too.
So how could they afford next year Saquon?
And why would you? Like, yeah, you just drafted a running back. Why would you pay Saquon Barkley? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't.
No, they're going to lose valuable pieces on the defensive side, because once you pay a quarterback, you can't pay everybody.
Do you really think the Giants would be willing to give up a mid-round pick, would give up Saquon for the second half of the season?
You know, it depends what they're doing. Are the Giants trying to get another quarterback? Because they never picked up the option on Daniel Jones. This is the last year for him.
You really think the headline of trading Saquon Barkley for a fifth round pick would work here? I think that sounds really.
I know, but I don't think the Bills should give up anything more than that for a guy who's going to be there for a few games.
I don't think they would, but I cannot see the Giants giving up all this goodwill around Saquon for a late round pick. Seems odd to me.
855-212-4CBS. Will Levis will join us in the next hour. Coming up, Aaron Rodgers heaping praise on one longtime opponent.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.